Good evening, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami with our 7 p.m. Eastern Time update and 6 p.m. Central on Tropical Storm Karen, which is making its way toward the central Gulf of Mexico, still pretty far south, maximum winds at 65 miles per hour. That's based on a lot of data from the Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft that have been investigating the system much of today. Most of the winds that are stronger and most of the thunderstorm activity is off on the eastern side of the circulation. There's some upper level winds coming in from the southwest, what we call wind shear, the change of wind direction and speed with height, that are pushing the thunderstorm activity off mainly to the northeast. So it's kind of half of a system, but still has the potential to not only strengthen over the next day or day and a half, maybe be at or near hurricane strength sometime Friday night, but it also has the potential, regardless of hurricane or tropical storm, when it reaches the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, of producing some hazards, both wind and water. So we have hurricane watches in effect from the western portion of the Florida Panhandle, west of Destin, across the Alabama-Mississippi coastlines into southeastern Louisiana, over to Grand Isle. That does not include metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain, where you are under a tropical storm watch. A couple hours ago, we did issue a tropical storm warning for a portion of the hurricane watch area from the Mississippi-Louisiana border down to Grand Isle. That means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within that area within the next 36 hours. So tonight and tomorrow are going to be the main days of preparation for all of these hazards. Now, in addition to winds of tropical storm or maybe even hurricane force in some of these watch or warning areas, once we get to Friday night or into Saturday morning, the water hazards are something to keep in mind. One is storm surge. Even if it's a tropical storm, tropical storms are capable of producing storm surge in a very vulnerable area of the northeastern and north central Gulf of Mexico. Just think back to Tropical Storm Debbie, June of 2012, never even close to becoming a hurricane, that produced storm surge of a few feet above ground level. So Karen is capable of doing something similar. We are expecting the potential for flooding over normally dry ground areas due to storm surge of 2 to 4 feet in areas such as southeastern Louisiana from the mouth of the Mississippi over to Mobile Bay. And also a very vulnerable area of the coastline is the Big Bend area of Florida. Even outside the cone there, no tropical storm or hurricane watches and warnings. You could see flooding due to storm surge of 2 to 4 feet in the coastal areas. And then there's the rainfall, where we could see 4 to 8 inches of rainfall in some spots, maybe isolated locations getting as much as a foot of rainfall in coastal and inland areas of the Gulf Coast and southeastern United States over the next few days due to Karen. So a lot of hazards to prepare for. Again, tonight and tomorrow are the main time frames to do your preparations. This will be the last hourly top of the hour update for today. We'll be back in the morning to give you hourly updates that you can catch on perhaps on television or on our website at hurricanes.gov. And we will open up the media pool again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central. So we'll be on top of it here at the Hurricane Center. Please follow the advice from your local officials as Karen approaches. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.